Well, the issues are that the gerrymandering is, first of all, not a partisan issue. It looks partisan in any one state. Gerrymandering occurs when one party has total control of state government, be they Democrats or Republicans, and they abuse that power by drawing a map that only helps their parties, deliberately zigged and zagged and drawn in a way that gives them control of the next elections for the next 10 years. I mean, literally, for most districts, after they get through, the decision on the election is made the day the map is drawn. They aren't made at the ballot box on election day. So we're trying to stop this across the country. Republicans heavily gerrymandered Wisconsin, one of the worst gerrymanders in the whole country. Republicans heavily gerrymandered Michigan. But the Democrats, heavily, where they had total control, heavily gerrymandered Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Maryland. So it looks partisan in any one state because one party gets the advantage, the other party doesn't like it. But it's really about abusing the power when you have total control.
And what's the process underway to try and remedy that?
Well, we filed a lawsuit in federal court, and it was a three-judge panel that sat in Wisconsin and heard the case, and they made a ruling. And the presiding judge who wrote the decision was appointed by President Ronald Reagan, by the way. And he said that the maps that the Republicans drew in Wisconsin in 2011 were unconstitutional. And so that's been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we don't know how they have to do something at the Supreme Court because it's a constitutional question, not a legislative question. So we'll get some answer from them, and we're pretty optimistic they're going to uphold the decision of the three-judge panel, which then would require Wisconsin to redraw its maps.
What happens, I guess, for the average citizen? What's the problem here? What I guess for the average citizen who may not understand the process that much, why should they be concerned about this?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that was a question that a lot of people had from 2011, 12, 13, when they heard the Democrats complaining about this. People wondered, well, it's just something politicians do. We never had this kind of gerrymandering in Wisconsin following a census for at least 100 years, so there was no experience in Wisconsin with it. But why it matters is that if you just take, like, the results of the statewide race every 2 years, so it's the governor 1 year, 1 2 year, like 2018, then it'll be the president in 2020. If the maps are drawn fairly without regard to trying to rig them to favor one party or the other, the results of legislative elections ought to be somewhat similar to the results of the statewide race. In other words, if the Republican wins the presidency, if the maps are fair and not drawn to favor one party, then if there's a Republican president, wins the presidency in Wisconsin, then the legislative results, if he wins it narrowly like Trump did, legislative results ought to somewhat resemble that. In other words, there probably would be a narrow Republican majority in the legislature because a Republican won the presidency. Well, because the maps are drawn to favor them, even though we had a very close presidential election at the top of the ticket, the Republicans in the Assembly won 64 of the 99 seats. It's like 64-35 in favor of the Republicans in a state that was pretty much split down the middle, statewide. So what that means is, if you're a citizen, your inclination that year about whether you want Republicans in charge or Democrats in charge was pretty much divided. Yet because of gerrymandering, that's not the way the legislature looks. It's 2-1 Republican. That's the difference between having maps that are drawn fairly, like in Iowa, for example, and the maps that were drawn in Wisconsin.
And your colleague in this, Dale Schultz, recommended the Iowa solution. Is that something that you would favor as well?
Absolutely. In fact, we co-sponsored together a bill when we were in the legislature a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, to switch Wisconsin to the Iowa plan. And I hope that eventually happens, irrespective of this court case. The Constitution says the legislature must pass the map as a bill. But the Constitution doesn't say that the legislature has to draw the map. And so in Iowa, the same person who drafts all the other bills that the Iowa legislature considers, he's a completely nonpartisan state official, he draws the map in Iowa, and he cannot consider any political factors, and whether a community or township or a village is Democrat or Republican, and where you're going to put it by how you draw the lines. He can't consider that. He can't even consider the home of the incumbent.